Inside on Business, the News Hour is made possible through the support of DWebWare. If your website can't be seen or used on a mobile device, you've just kissed business goodbye. DWare.com, the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce. Live, work, and grow in Urbandale. UniquelyUrbandale.com. And Des Moines Computer Repair. If you want your computer to work, that's what they do. DesMoinesComputerRepair.com.
5:45, 15 minutes now before the top of the hour. Our studio guest is Lisa Fox. She is the senior vice president. She doesn't even look that old. She's the senior vice president for the Iowa Association of Business and Industry. That's based here in Des Moines. Her main duties are recruiting and retaining business members and overseeing a slate of programs supporting business interests. Welcome to the News Hour. Good to see you again.
It's great to see you again.
You know, the last time you and I were here,
I
know, you were in sweats.
I was leaving the soccer field because I thought I was calling in,
and here
wires
we are.
Crossed. That happens to me
Look,
quite a bit.
Very charming tonight.
Well, heading to the Blenders.
The Blenders concert.
That's Civic Center.
Civic Center?
Yeah.
That should be great fun.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know. Tickets are in hand.
Tim Fox has tickets in his hands.
We hope.
I'm hopeful.
When I saw him, he was in studio here just a few moments ago, and he says, "Be kind to my wife tonight."
Aww.
He says, oh, "I know. Yeah. Well, I'm not a mean guy." All right. So let's talk about Iowa Association of Business and Industry. Mm-hmm. Let's lay the groundwork. What is it, and what do you guys do over there?
We were founded as the Iowa Manufacturers Association in 1903, operated as such until 1984. It was a group of 12 guys back then that got together to build a display for the St. Louis World's Fair.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Back in those days, economic development was every bit as hard as it is today. And so they were trying to recruit businesses to the state of Iowa. So these 12 men got together and enjoyed the camaraderie so much that they incorporated themselves and became the Iowa Manufacturers Association.
Now, you know, that piece of history, I think, is mm-hmm. fascinating because to think of, okay, we're going to go to the St. Louis World's Fair
mm-hmm.
and
they spent, and here's the other thing, it was like $20,000 they spent on this
display.
Huge back then. In 1903, are you kidding me?
Well, if you see photographs and images mm-hmm. of those Chicago World's Fair.
It's a city.
It was a city. And the structures that they built were absolutely amazing. So, I can understand. Yep. And so they were going down there to see if they could recruit business and industry to come to Iowa. How fun.
Absolutely.
What a great
Not
story.
A lot. You know, and the more things change, the more they stay the same.
Sure,
so
sure.
I'm sure we'd do the same thing today.
Yeah. Let's see. $20,000 in 2000.
Oh, yikes.
It's a lot of money.
That's a chunk of change.
So it evolved from the Manufacturing Association to the Business and Industry.
Right. So now we have got members in all industries, all sizes, all across the state. We've got members in all 99 counties. And at the end of the day, our goal is to help them become more competitive. You know, competition today isn't across the street.
No, it isn't.
It's not, you know, in the contiguous states. It's in India and it's in China. So the things that we can bring to them to help them be more competitive makes us all more successful as a state.
Lisa Fox, ladies and gentlemen, Senior Vice President for the Iowa Association of Business and Industry. When we talk about competitiveness in the global economy now,
mm-hmm.
because it isn't just across the street,
right.
Are your members taking full advantage of utilizing the internet as a tool to market themselves?
They have to be.
Yeah.
And a couple of years ago, we had Jim Collins, author of Good mm-hmm. to Great. And, you know, one of my favorite adages of his is good is the enemy of great. And we do have a lot of manufacturers in the state of Iowa that do very, very well without a marketing plan,
mm-hmm.
Without a whole lot of thought as to how they're, you know, going to stay ahead of the curve. But I think more and more all the time, the ease of the internet and, you know, Thomas Friedman, the world is flat. It is flat.
Well,
and
it is.
So we've got to take advantage of it when we can.
Yeah. And not only that, but it always surprises me how many corporations out there. And I have not looked through the membership list. So this is not an indictment of anyone of the members there. But how many simply haven't yet grasped the importance of having a responsive website that can be seen across all channels, smartphone to tablet to desktop, you know, and
please don't look at my website.
Oh, okay, never mind.
Ours, you know, it's one of those. So we know we've got a problem. So that's the first step, right?
Now with now 50% of all lookups being done on one of those.
I know.
Yeah,
you got to be there.
So give us a snapshot. We talked a little bit about the history of the ABI. Give us a snapshot of a typical member.
A typical member is a mature company.
Okay.
I think if you looked at the bulk of our members, they're probably more than 15, 20 years old.
Mm.
They are typically family owned.
Sure.
I think we represent a lot of companies in rural Iowa.
Sure.
They tend to lean on
manufacturing in rural Iowa is huge.
Right. Right. It's the anchor of most communities.
It is.
And so those are the typical members. And that's why I'm so excited about this relationship, because it's reaching an all new, you know, subset of businesses.
Absolutely. We're talking with Lisa Fox. She's the Senior Vice President for the Iowa Association of Business and Industry. And the reason that she's really here is not to give us a historical perspective of her organization, although that's extremely interesting, I think. But we're going to talk about a new program that you helped launch with the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce.
Absolutely.
And this is a stunning departure of what you'd been doing for a long time. And I think
Correct.
It's brilliant, by the way. But
well, thank you.
Yeah, well, of course.
It's Tiffany's idea.
Always.
Tiffany Menke, hello. You get her involved.
If it's Tiffany, it's got to be good. So,
right.
So talk to us a little bit about what this new program is about and how it's going to impact Iowa Association of Business and
Absolutely.
Industry.
So if you look at the demographics of the state of Iowa, 85% of the businesses have fewer than 25 employees.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you that that is an area that we at ABI haven't concentrated on very much. As a dues-driven organization, so we are supported by member dues.
Right.
Member dues are determined by number of Iowa-based employees. And so it just hasn't really been as beneficial for us to
economically
focus.
Viable.
Economically viable.
Sure, I get it.
To concentrate on that sector of the marketplace. And so this gives us an opportunity to bring value, to expose those smaller businesses to the more mature businesses that might be able to use them.
For suppliers and
people buy from people they know, like, and trust. Mm-hmm. And so this provides that forum for these Urbandale members to get to know a statewide audience of business owners that would benefit from their products and services.
So tell us how this works. Now, you've launched this with Urbandale, and I know that there are plans to take this across the state in due time.
Sure.
But so how does this work with the Urbandale Chamber and the current membership?
Goes on? It could not be more simple.
Really?
So you belong to the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce, and you are automatically a member of the Association of Business and Industry.
Really?
It's as easy
That's
as that.
Pretty simple.
Pretty simple. You have the full access to membership that the other members have. There are a few things that we don't provide at that level. We're calling it an alliance membership.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So, but for the most part, for the typical small business, you're going to have every benefit that the rest of the members enjoy.
Well, we just had a news story yesterday. ADP numbers were out, and the United States economy added 208,000 jobs across the country. The vast majority of those came from businesses that employ 1 to 49 people.
Exactly.
You know, and those folks are adding jobs, and they're being responsible for trying to make a living. It's particularly not just here in the urban area, but also in the rural areas. And it's vitally important. Like you said, those are anchors for many of those communities that are out there. And to be able to rub shoulders, if you will,
right,
with members of ABI, that's got to be good for
Pretty
business.
Powerful. And for us, it allows us the opportunity to showcase our programs and services to them. So I think that our engagement level is going to be
sure.
a lot higher.
What kind of programs and services?
Oh, my gosh. We're doing all kinds of things. We've got an annual conference that we do in June. It brings in about 600 members. It's June 10th through 12th over in the Quad Cities. Mm-hmm. We change the location every year. This year we've got Ken Blanchard, author of The 1 Minute Manager,
sure.
and, you know, 30 some other books. We've got Patrick Lencioni, 5 Dysfunctions of a Team. And that's actually what spawned this idea. Tiffany came to our conference in Cedar Rapids last year. And afterwards, she said, we have got to get together and see how we can get more of our members from the Urbandale Chamber to your conference. And so that's really where it started. And this just gives them that opportunity at the member rate to come to our events. We're doing a lot of peer group learning right now. So we've got it's been proven that people learn best from their peers. And these smaller groups provide the forum for trust and honesty and open idea sharing. So we are starting, I think we've got six different peer group learning opportunities throughout the next year, which these folks would have, you know, the full opportunity to participate.
And one of the fun things about this is that as small business can learn from big business, big business can also learn what it's like when they were. Because so many times, you know, we get into larger corporations, 500-plus employees, and we get the blinders on, and we kind of forget that there's another world out there because we're all, you know, we're all so busy with, you know, with supply and whatever it is that we're doing in a large corporation. We start to speak corporate speak, and then we have boards that we have to answer to, and we sometimes forget about, well, yeah, we started as a machine shed, you know, in the back of somebody's farm someplace, and now we're, you know, we employ 1,000
Well, I don't know if you've read the book, but it was Think Big, Act Small.
There you go.
And same premise.
Exactly. How to do certain things, maybe some guerrilla marketing, or maybe just remembering some of our roots. And having that opportunity to be a legislative liaison for business out
there.
That's
what we're really looking forward to, is that grassroots engagement from these folks, you know, helping us work with the legislators in really sculpting an economy that allows them to be as successful as they possibly can.
You know, there's a report coming out on Thursday. The governor's office has commissioned this report with the Battelle group. They're trying to chart, and this, I found this very interesting, trying to chart a direction for Iowa's economy into the next 20 years. And it was talking about many of these very same things relative to the fact that Iowa's economy is really based so much on agriculture, but that the emerging business is not, maybe it's agriculturally based somehow in science and technology, but it's different than what it was.
At the end of the day, the truth is Iowa's highest gross state product is manufacturing. So more of our revenues come from manufacturing than any other industry.
And that's pretty stunning when you think about it. Yep. From Hull, Iowa, you know, to Williamsburg, you know, and so many of these places. And, you know, many of these places that are in manufacturing are connected to the agricultural sector, you know, in some way.
Yeah.
So sounds
like
fun.
But they've also diversified themselves
they
to the point.
They had to.
Right. Because they can't be vulnerable to one industry any longer.
And it's very interesting that you should say that, because we've now seen the price of corn and soybeans go down. We just had a report just moments ago. And so I just had a conversation yesterday with a large corporation out of Sioux Falls, South Dakota, that's heavily involved and invested in agriculture. And they say, you know, we're trying to sell corn heads, but you sell corn heads at $3 a bushel corn, that's pretty tough. And there, he said, we just have to get involved. Congress has got to pass some legislation that is friendly to the farmers and friendly to our industry.
Right.
And he says it takes involvement. That's exactly what you guys
are
doing.
That's exactly right. And it does. It takes the voice of all of us to make it happen.
Yeah. And maybe a Congress that'll move some things along and a legislature that'll move some things along and start putting all of us first rather than partisan bickering.
That's
what?
Crazy.
It's crazy talk.
I don't even know what you're talking about.
How can that ever be? Lisa Fox, ladies, always a joy to see you.
Great to see you,
in
Michael.
In sweats or dressed up to the nines
I'm
you are tonight.
I'm telling you,
the
I'm
Blenders
ready.
Concert.
Oh, here we go.
Great time. Lisa Fox is the Senior Vice President for the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, and to talk about a new program between the association and the Urbandale Chamber of Commerce, and soon to be spreading to other parts of the state. For all of us associated with Insight on Business, for Lisa, for Dustin Halderson, Monica Murray, Mark McDowell is the program director for 1350 KRNT. The voice of Insight on Business is Jimmy Olson, the liaison between us and the Des Moines Radio Group, is none other than Mary Sayer. For all those folks, my name is Michael Libby. Have yourself a wonderful evening, would you please? Oh, and by the way, happy Hanukkah, Chag Sameach. Tonight's the first night. Light that candle. Be safe, be well, be careful. Most of all, be good to your fellow man. Good night.
A Des Moines Radio Group station.
KRMT, Des Moines.